What's the first question? On pressure. Dan?
Hold on a minute. All right, I'll go. Your guys, points line and John Strong work such an effective job against Bergeron. The challenge, if they're going to be matched up against, is next up. Like what?
That wasn't coming out of your mouth after game one.
No, but before game one, we were expecting them to be matched up, so the expectation is there.
I'm just playing.
After those games 2 through 5, they'll be such an effective job against them. Describe then the challenge of facing Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and how much different it is, if it's that much different for them.
Checking is checking, regardless who you play against. And there's some players, I think, that can deal with it a little better than others. I think it's a little bit of a mentality. The one thing, I think, you know, Point, Platt, Johnson, those guys, the one thing they had to get out of their head was that they had to outscore the other line. The big thing is don't let them score. All right, and then whatever happens after that happens. And it's weird how it turned out. That's kind of how it went for them, and then they eventually started to score. But it's just about checking and having that mentality that's what I'm going to do. And for the thing that was hard about the Bergeron line is they understand that they're going to be checked, and they're the checking line themselves. That's why I thought it was a little bit of a chess match between those two lines. You know, fortunately for us that we were able to score a few of those against them, but to me, it's thriving in your role and the assignment you've been given. And regardless if it's against Bergeron or Ovechkin or Kuznetsov or whoever it is, it's a tough job, and it's not the most glamorous. But I think the best guys that do it really embrace it, and that's what they've done.
Who's open to you guys?
Oh my God. How important is the physicality that JT Miller has brought to that top line?
Well, it's you've got a couple guys that, you know, I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole them, say they're just skill guys, because they're not. And you know, Cooch showed his physicality of how he could, you know, play 200 feet of the ice, especially in the New Jersey series. You know, Stammer's done the same thing, but the one thing about Miller is below the dots, he is a man. And really hard to bump off pucks. You could even see Chara was having trouble getting pucks off Miller. He can protect him, and then he's the guy that he'll go pay the price in front of the net, and you'll see him there a lot. You know, he's there on the power play, but when those guys are buzzing around in the offensive zone, more often than not, you're gonna find Miller there, and it's just been a really good compliment. Probably very much the same way Wilson compliments Ovi and Kuznetsov.
Do you need that compliment when you're talking about two quote-unquote skilled guys with a guy that can maybe do the one-on-one stuff?
Probably. I think, you know, that's the way we would like it. But in saying that, you just can't put a physical guy on there. You have to have a guy that's got hockey sense and skill enough to make plays with these guys. And I think, well, Miller definitely has that, and I look across the hallway, and Wilson's really evolved his game to be able to make plays with those guys. So, because that's the other thing too, the other two guys are looking, they want to get the puck, so somebody has to go in, get it for them, and then be able to make plays to them, and you know, Miller can most definitely do that.
Joe, did I hear
you? I know you mentioned a few times, a lot of players mentioned the complete buy-in of this group, and guys buying into the role and playing. It seems natural, easy for people to pick it up, but maybe not so much so. I mean, when do you kind of feel the sense that the group got comfortable all in their particular roles and towards the end of the season?
Roles changed throughout the year, but during the year, guys are pretty familiar with what their job was. The playoffs are a different animal. And when you're preparing for the playoffs and going into the playoffs, just the whole, like, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to make the playoffs, and our group did a great job at that. Our group clinched on St. Patrick's Day. There was a lot of season left before the end of the year, and just trying to keep the guys engaged, and especially when they accomplished a goal that set at the beginning of the year early, it's human nature, like, to keep the pedal on the floor the whole time. It was tough to do, but as we came closer and closer and closer, the guys knew what their job was, but it was just a matter of now, like, we got to go and execute it. But to ask, say, Paquette, Callahan, Kunitz, to sacrifice their bodies the way they are in the playoffs in games 71, 72, and 73 is ludicrous. But you know that they can do it, and when the time comes, they're going to, and that's what they've done. But what I've really liked is we haven't really been that, you know, a couple guys play 20 minutes, but you're not really seeing guys in those single digits in the minutes. Like, our minutes have been spread out throughout our forward lineup because the guys have known their roles, bought into their roles, and we need everybody. And I think kind of that's really helped, you know, push our guys forward is, you know, everybody's getting ice time. Everybody's excited about it, and it's been fun.
So, John, if it was 71...
Mentioned Kunitz, a lot was brought about him coming in for the playoff run. Now that we're here, what have you seen both on and off the ice from Chris that shows his value and importance of being a part of this team?
Well, it goes more than just the playoff run. I think I said this earlier, it's not a coincidence that this guy ends up winning cups and going deep in the playoffs on every team he's been with. He's been a class act ever since he arrived, but the one thing he brings, like, you should hear him on the bench. Like, he sees the ice, he talks the game through before it's about to happen to the players, like some of the guys on the bench, not all the time, but in important situations. He's really, really aware of what's going on in the game. But for a guy that, you know, he's not that big, but everybody knows when he's on the ice, especially on the other team. And that's what I find kind of remarkable is the self-awareness of where Kunitz is. But one of the big things is for us is the guys migrate to him, but he's not the captain of our team. Steven Stamkos is the captain of our team. But Steven Stamkos also needs somebody to lean on the odd time as well. And Chris Kunitz has become one of those guys. And as a group, whether it's Girardi, McDonough coming into the fold, the Strawmans, all those guys together, they formed a really, really good leadership core. And so it's not only what Kunitz has done on the ice, but what he's done off the ice for us has been remarkable.
Room is open.
John, so the Capitals made their first conference final in 20 years. They beat the Penguins the first time in the Ovechkin-Crosby era. There's an expectation from some people that they've spent all their emotional capital already, and there's the expectation of other people that they'll be catapulted because of what happened in the previous round. Which one of those options do you think is the more likely option?
Yeah, well, let's hope it's the first. I don't know. Series, they're funny that way. I think game one is always a different one because teams haven't seen each other for those reasons exactly. Whether they're coming off an emotional high getting in, they exhale a little bit, all of a sudden, you know, they don't have quite their A game. That's always that game. I think you can somehow, if you're ready, you can steal those games regardless if you're home or away. I think that's what happened to us a little bit in the Boston series. But for Washington, I just think, are you a good team or are you not in the end? And they're a good team. You can see just the way they're playing, they're investing in each other. You can see the way they're pulling for each other. The comments the players are making about getting Wilson back, you can see there's a genuine kind of like in their locker room. So. I'm not going to sit here and say how game one's going to go, but I'm pretty sure that this team is not done. And we're going to, but I could say probably the same for ourselves. And so that's why tonight's kind of a pivotal one to, you know, if you can get this first one here, you know, hopefully it makes the series just a little bit easier for you. But I don't expect them to let down at all.
Two more quick ones, Grant.
Kind of piggybacking off of Joe's question, after game five, you said this is a four-line team. Did you view that as the case the entire season, or did it have to be an emergence of Cirelli or the health of Callahan to be a
There's no question, health has helped. So when we say four-line team, I'm not sitting here saying all four lines are scoring every night. All four lines are having an impact on the game in their own way. And that's what's been big for us. And whether it's physicality in one line or whether it's special teams on another, like, it's just the whole combination of it is what really worked for us.
You were saying the guys dialed it back in 71, 72, 73. When did you see them kind of ramp back up to be ready for the playoffs?
There was a little bit of a stretch late. We played in Boston, and we ended up losing the game. But we really, I don't know, that was the game where I said, okay, I wasn't worried about our team. Even though we lost that game, we competed hard. I thought we deserved a better fate. They kind of were opportunistic on the goals they scored. And we ended up playing Nashville soon after, lost that game as well. But again, thought that we had the upper hand in much of the game. And it was one of those, I don't think we were getting the results our team deserved. But if you keep playing that way, you are going to get the results. And soon the results started to follow. And we didn't win every game down the stretch, but just the way we were playing, I felt this group could get, you know, 100% healthy, we were going to be in good shape. The other thing is, too, McDonough and Miller were still not completely in the fold yet, so that was going to take a little bit of time, and I think that's what helped us.
Okay.